Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening of Christmas as we gather here to celebrate the birth of our Savior in a manger in this world. You crown another year with peace and goodwill as we look back, and help us, Lord, to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Help us, Lord, to open the doors of love and kindness and close the doors of hate and enmity. Help us, Lord, to always be compassionate and kind to each other. Deliver us from evil, O God, by the blessings of Christ, and teach us to be merry within our hearts. May the Christmas morning, tomorrow as we look forward, to make us happy to be your children, and to be happy to be alive in this world again, to celebrate your birth that brings us salvation and eternal joy. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us, Lord, to adore you, just like the angels in heaven and the shepherds and the wise men, all those who have gathered on the first Christmas, that we will also be filled with the joy of that same Christmas tonight. Bless us, Lord, and honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have a responsive reading now. It is on page 212. Okay, it's in the middle of the book. It's usually we read from the back of the book for Psalms, but this is in the middle of the book, 212 page. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof,
the world,
and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?
Who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of this glory?
Lord
of hosts, he is the King of glory. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We'll sing Away in a Manger, 217, verses 1 and 3. We read the scriptures now. The first scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
The true light that gave light to everyone was coming into the world. He who was in the world and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. Verse 11. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. 13. Children born not of natural descent, not of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Verse 14. The word came, the word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
We'll sing 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, verses 1 and 3. Christ candle now, Liliana. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we gather here to celebrate your coming, your presence and your future return that we look forward to. Bless our lives with your love, O God. May it flow through us like wildfire, and may we sing your praises as the angels who broke through the night on that day and night to sing your glory. Father, we long for unity and peace on this earth, for justice and righteousness. Guide us and teach us to follow Christ and sanctify our hearts until the day we arrive home in heaven. Yes, help us to see our neighbors and all people as brothers and sisters, and as they are, as children of God, the children of one true Father. Teach us, Lord, to love one another as you have loved us. Help us to, Lord, bridge bridges and reach across all kinds of lines so that we can show your love to others. May the forgiveness and mercy of Jesus Christ rain down over all of our circumstances. Love is great in this world because of you. May that love flow to this world through us and through our lives. We pray this prayer for peace and grace from you, one Father, one God, true and almighty and everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
The second reading of the scripture is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Liliana, you can read that.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping vacant rest.
We will continue our service by singing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, 230. We will sing verses 1 and 2. Reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20.
Turn, glorifying and praising God for all the things that he has heard and seen, which they were just as they were have been told.
This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your presence in our midst tonight.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
As your children, we come before your word. Bless us with your word, O God. Open our hearts and minds on this Christmas Eve to receive your word that will become life and spirit in us and become life and spirit to this world through us. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Imagine being invited to meet the birth of a prince. And we have seen several babies of the prince of England lately, in the last few years. He had, I think, 3 children now, Prince Philip. And imagine you are invited to go and see the baby. How do you think? And what will come to your mind? You will be there and you will be probably dressed up in the best clothes that you can can, and also you'll be expecting like a grand, your golden bells and big robes and great people all around in the palace. And also you can get in there without checking in through the guards and the security and all of that stuff, because you have to clear all of that things. And it is not very easy to go and see a baby of a king. But here comes a baby who is the king, born in a manger. And for some of the few people who went to see him first are the shepherds that you would never imagine would go and get to see a baby prince in a palace in this world. So this unexpected place where the king came was very unique, and that is what the Christian faith is all about. Where you see the presence of God in the midst of cattle, in the midst of hay, and in the midst of all kinds of confusion and noise happening. This is the scene of Christmas. It challenges every notion of power and glory and kingdom. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, entered into our world not with trumpets or fanfare, but in quiet humility. Tonight we reflect on this beautiful paradox. The King of the universe came to this world in a manger. We always sing Silent Night, Holy Night on Christmas Eve. It's a beautiful hymn. And all the pictures that you see about the manger is about very quiet and serene and silent, with the snow probably falling around it. But it was nothing but like quiet at that time. And if you read the background of the scripture, you'll see that they went there to register for their taxes. There was all kinds of people from all over the country, and probably neighboring areas too, crowded there. That they could not even find a place in the inn for Jesus to be born. So it was not a quiet place. The city was crowded with people. And they finally went and found a place in the manger among the cattle. And you think it was going to be quiet there too? Probably you would not think that either. I don't know if the cattle, and it says a manger, but it could be very well something else too, goats, and I don't know what else animals there were there. Chicken, maybe. And if you go in the in the farm among the cattle and the chicken in the middle of the night, you know what the chicken are going to do, right? They're going to go crazy. So it was not anything quiet and serene like we actually see through these pictures that we see there. This humble scene is a paradox, because it is our nature to imagine all of these things in a serene and peaceful, because that is what we desire and look forward. But that's exactly God brought through Jesus Christ. The humble entrance of the King into this world, teaching us that there is peace and joy that you can find among the crowd, among the busy lives of busy events of our lives. And it was not an accident that Jesus was born like that. It was a divine choice. It was foretold by the prophets that this is going to be a manger in where the Savior is going to be born. But the Jews and the people at that time of history missed it completely. You know why? Because you and I probably would have missed it too. Because we never expect that to happen in a manger. But the shepherds, whom the angels told them to go see the baby, they obeyed that. And they trusted the angel's words, and they went and saw the baby. The king announced to the least of these people, and they went and saw the baby. We read that as we read here today in Luke Gospel. The angels announced the birth of Christ not to the rulers but to the shepherds. Shepherds were marginalized in the society, yet they were the first to hear the good news. Mm-hmm. It is talking about the coming of Jesus to bring all people together. The marginalized and the big and the rich and the poor, the educated and the illiterate. Doesn't matter where you're from, we are all together, united by the coming of Jesus. The manger became a throne, mm-hmm. because that is where the Prince of Peace was born. So when it becomes the seat of a prince, what does it become? The manger becomes a throne. Though the manger was a feeding trough or a cattle living place, it became the throne because the king lay there. His kingdom is not of this world. He said that in John chapter 18. Amen. Jesus said that. When Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he said, "I am not the king as you think. I am not the king of the kingdom of this world. I came here from the kingdom of God to preach the kingdom of God." Jesus' throne begins in manger and it ended up on the cross in this world, showing that his rule is marked by sacrifice and love. The manger is open to all. There is no need for appointment, no need for escorts or visitors to check out anything. And the shepherds responded to that by going there and accepting that invitation. They hurried to find Jesus. And Mary, who did not know all of these things completely, mm-hmm. obeyed everything that the angel told her to, even though she did not understand. And then she treasured and pondered all these things in her heart. So the challenge for us as people living in this age is, what is going to be our response to the king who is born in the manger on this Christmas time? Our invitation is to reflect on how the humility of Christ transforms our lives and calls us to follow him in faith and service, and to bring others to this manger to see that baby, so that we can all be together, united in love that Jesus brought to this world. Let us surrender our lives in the hands of God. If he gives us another year to go into 2025, mm-hmm. let us earnestly desire that we can be more loving, more kind, and more compassionate than the year before. If not, there is no purpose for us to live in 2025, right? Because God wants us to be more in our faith, more in our love, more in our kindness. That is the purpose of another year God is giving us. So let us get ready for that and celebrate the Christmas tomorrow, and enjoy the Merry Christmas this year. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We will sing Silent Night, Holy Night, and then we'll give the candles. We'll do the candle lights. Stand, please stand. So tender. after the prayer, Evangeline brought some cake for you, so please have a piece before you leave.
Okay.
Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came in humility to save us. We pray that our hearts will embrace the King in the manger and to live in His grace and in His truth every day. Help us to respond like the shepherd, to obey you every walk of our life, and like Mary, to treasure and ponder these things in our hearts, so that we can reflect your love and care and compassion to this world. We thank you for this beautiful time that you have given us together in this eve to meditate on your word and remember that first Christmas. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we depart, as we look forward to the tomorrow of a Christmas celebration, to be joyful, to celebrate that with the world that a Savior has come, so that we can share that great news to others, to bring them to the manger to see this baby. Bless us, Lord, as we go from this place, and keep us safe until we see each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.